honesty, passion, experience. It's Timberwolves Explosion, hosted on thesportstuff.com. And now, your host, Paladino Joey. Hello again, Timberwolves fans. Are you ready for the explosion of Timberwolves basketball? I am your host, Paladino Joey, or Joey Wygen. Timberwolves Explosion is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Podomatic, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Audible, Stitcher, Double Twist. Thank you always and forever for joining me once again today. It's a great pleasure to be back on board. A little cloudy, a little bit of sprinkling going on outside, a little natural sprinkler action as it's greening up out there here in the Twin Cities and the United States and all that. Those in Australia must be cooling off a bit, unfortunately. I feel you. I'm a much bigger spring fan than fall fan. But Minnesota Timberwolves, they almost had a winning week. They almost did, but they refused to at the end. They just refused to. We had bad defense, bad calls by the refs, poor execution offensively, a little bit of everything. But almost a 3-1 week, but we'll settle for 2-2, I guess. I suppose that's initially what I predicted. 2-2 is pretty good for, you know, with the way this season has gone. I'm not trying to bash the club. I'm not trying to badmouth them. It just is what it is. It's just been that kind of way for way too long. For most of the time, I've done Timberwolves Explosion for about 13 years now. 13 seasons covering the Minnesota Timberwolves, and this is the last dance, guys. This is it. No, it's not. I bet you were like, uh-oh. So some of you that actually care, right? We're like, uh-oh. Nope. This is the last dance in terms of regularly scheduled, like, you know, Friday. I'm kind of surprised I got to do this today. I'm happy I did. I actually did the Brave the Wild show that I normally do on Thursdays. I did it on Wednesday, anticipating I'd be working Thursday with perfect weather. My brother said, don't worry about it. I'm like, okay. So, well, it is what it is. With spring cleanups kicking in. So, and of course, the season kind of, you know, nearing the end anyway. It's kind of like a season finale in this sense. Of course, the show will still be released, just not on every single Friday. It'll be kind of off and on random days. Like, say, if it's like this, like a little bit rainy on a Wednesday, a Thursday, a Monday, whatever day it is. Or I could record on a Sunday evening, Sunday morning, Sunday this, Sunday that. The show will still go on, but not on a weekly basis. Just kind of here and there, like it usually does during the off season. And of course, as we lead into the draft and free agency, unfortunately, both of those will be much later than normal still, but earlier than last year. Won't be in November. Okay, but just to giving you a heads up, as this is the last regularly scheduled show for a while, obviously until next fall. And again, the show will be going on in the off season. I love doing those shows, and they often end up actually getting pretty good download numbers. Those draft conversation and free agency, so much fun to do those. And just catching up and talking Wolves, and maybe I'll get reminiscing about stuff. I always talk about it. Occasionally I get the chance, and sometimes I don't. Minnesota Timberwolves beat the Miami Heat as we reminisce our last playoff appearance, which wasn't that long ago. It's just the playoff appearance before that was 14 years before. Pretty ridiculous. Miami Heat, the Eastern Conference champions of 2020, which sounds really funny because they're not going to win the East this year. Minnesota Timberwolves beat them in Target Center 119-111. I had a feeling the Wolves would win, and they did. Very good back-and-forth game. Looked like the Heat were in control. Then it looked like the Wolves were in control. Then it looked like the Heat were getting back in control, and then the Wolves took it away and pulled away and won the ball game. Bit of back-and-forth, but very nice fourth quarter for the Minnesota Timberwolves as you look at the graph, the win probability. As it is an utter collapse for Miami in a lot of ways. But mostly just the Wolves played well. You know, let's give the Wolves credit instead of the Heat sucking. The Wolves did fine. I don't think the Heat are anything spectacular this year. It was a flash in the pan. I'm going to say that. It was cool to see, but flash in the pan. And they got their asses handed to them by the Lakers anyway. So after winning the first game. Butler was pretty damn good, though, drawing fouls and all that, attacking the rim like he always does, but even more so in this one. It's always a little bit personal. 30 points at Target Center. I'm sure he was getting heckled a bit by the few fans that are able to show up. 3,000 in total, but I think it was less than that, unfortunately. Naj Reid got a bit emotional, as he tends to on occasion. That's one of the reasons he didn't get drafted, apparently. But we haven't really seen him flare up too much. Since joining the Wolves. It was back in his high school days. He flared up a couple times. same thing with Jaden McDaniels. Jaden McDaniels seems like a pretty mild-mannered guy at the end of the day, so it's hard to imagine him flaring up. 14 rebounds for Jared Vanderbilt. What a nice job. And this is in a game with Karl Anthony Towns and Naz Reid available. So Jared Vanderbilt kind of jumping back in that rotation as the ninth man, basically, in this case. Still played 21 minutes, though. Outplayed Jaden McDaniels, and he's only about like a year older than Jaden. 21 and 20, basically, are their age differences. 14 rebounds by the Junkyard Dog Jr. What a great game. What a great game. Really impressed, and down the stretch, he was just so valuable. And getting those ever-important rebounds that, unfortunately, Karl Anthony Towns only wound up with five. And, of course, he fouled out as well. Again, he was getting a bit emotional as well off and on in the game. But we're talking super efficient, though, generally speaking. 14 attempts, 24 points. Just an emotional, fun game. Rubio, unbelievably efficient. He was outstanding. The three turnovers, the only thing that bugged me a little tiny bit. And D'Angelo Russell, the spark plug off the bench of that crisp three-point shot. At this stage, that's kind of what his role is the rest of this season, and we'll go into next year and find out what the heck is going to happen if Rubio gets traded or whatever. But I'm not mad at Chris Finch for keeping Rubio as a starter and D'Angelo being like a super spark plug, a super sub, as they say, because he's getting paid about $30 million. But yeah, a super sub coming off the bench. His numbers weren't that great, but he was super efficient. He didn't screw up that much, though. I guess he did get three turnovers. Entertaining game, though. Really fun to see the Wolves beat the Miami Heat. The Heat are ever beatable, and my God, the whole damn season, guys have been hurt, and guys getting traded, and the new guys coming in, and it's weird. Trevor Ariza, a little bit of going back in time. Vince Germano, obviously a big fan of his, I'm sure, with his days at the Los Angeles Lakers off and on, and of course, I loved him with the Rockets in his first tenure there. Reminded me of Bob Horry a bit. And he still does. Hits those outside shots. 21 points. Trevor Ariza has been a bit of a journeyman in terms of just how many teams he's been on. Nemanja Bjelica also a bit of a homecoming, but not much of one. Not quite the ones he would have with Sacramento when he'd have like 20-point games and such against the Wolves. Goran Dragic just oft injured all year. Tyler Hero oft injured all year. And there's a reason why the Heat just aren't that good right now. It's just they're so talented, but Injury. And Udonis Haslam's about 90 years old. He's still on the team. I think he's like my age or something. Maybe a little bit younger. He's pretty old. It's a mishmash of players. Obviously, Duncan Robinson. Neither one of them played for the Spurs. Okay, I'm just kidding. Duncan Robinson obviously can be a bit of a sharpshooter at times. It's just funny, though. You think of the Twin Towers and he's a guard. Go figure. It's just funny. And then the guy with Magic Jordan or something, and he's a center. Okay, well, I better stop. No Victor Oladipo. It's just that's kind of the Heat. You know, yeah, Victor Oladipo, talk about a guy that's always hurt all the time. Andre Iguodala, another ancient guy. Well, bottom line, Wolves win 119-111. Very entertaining, and, you know, hey, just take advantage of the situation, and you outplayed a team with a guy that isn't very popular around here. He isn't. Let's go to the 18th of April, Sunday. Well, we only lost by how much? How much did we lose by in this one? Was it 19, I think? Yeah, we only lost by 19, but we were down by 40 in this game at times. Down by 35. Yeah, it was just crap. This is a game I don't have a whole lot to say. Like, you look at the win probability, it looks like somebody that was about to die, you know, on the hospital bed. You know, just, that's the fourth quarter. Was like that, or actually the whole second half, pretty much, despite the fact the Wolves caught up. You know, we caught up, right? Yeah, we only lost by 24. Yeah, we caught up 36-20. You know, that was a great fourth quarter for the Wolves. You know, we're the best fourth quarter team in the NBA. You know that, right? Yeah, making up for like huge deficits when still lose by 20. It's great. It's just terrific. Decent first quarter, and then it was just like bombs away, ladies and gentlemen. It's like here comes the B-29 bomber. With the atom bomb, you know, that's basically what happened in the middle stages of this game. I don't have a whole lot to say other than it's just the Clippers shot the ball and it went in, and we shot the ball and it sometimes went in. You know, you just kind of talk about you just kind of come in with the Greg Popovich approach. Back when I actually liked him a little more when he had like normal looking hair, now he looks like a hippie from God knows where. He looks like a hippie, basically, now. And he talks like one, too. He used to be normal back then, but he was a little meaner with the he was a little bit meaner with the media back then, too. So what happened in the second quarter? Shot the ball, and it didn't go in. It's So, well, what's it going to take in the second half? Hard work. It's like, thanks, Greg. That was about four words. And that's pretty much how I sum up this game. I shot the ball. It didn't go in. They shot the ball. It went in. Pathetic defense. God, boy almighty. 50% from the floor, 50% from downtown. I mean, what more is there to say? 21 of 42. Perimeter defense in this team is horse shit. Pardon my French. I know some of you might be Christians from my school. Obviously, I'm a Christian too. But I mean, you know, but occasionally you're going to curse a little bit. from my old, from Maranatha. That's what I mean, the school. But this was garbage, man. I mean, good Lord. 5 of 7 for Marcus Morris Jr. Senior, pardon me. Senior. Every time you see anything, you don't expect to see senior. But I guess he's, yeah, there must be Marcus Morris Jr. at home right now in his case. Paul George, he's actually healthy. Good for him. Reggie Jackson, he's actually healthy. Kawhi Leonard, he's actually healthy for now, but he won't be right after. DeMarcus Cousins, he lives. Beware, I live. A couple of gophers, Amir Coffey, who could use a couple more whey protein shakes. Daniel O'Toole, who's had a decent amount of those, lots of muscle, but could use a couple more minutes. Very efficient in the game, but mostly garbage time, unfortunately. I wish Daniel O'Toole was on the Wolves, actually. I bet we could get him for cheap. I mean, really cheap. If Gerson Rosas was thinking the way I do about Daniel O'Toole, but I'm guessing he doesn't. Looks like he took the right guy, though. Jaden McDaniels. When I was bitching and moaning about Jaden McDaniels, but what about Daniel O'Toole? And then it's like you do a tiny bit of research, and it's like, oh, okay. Okay, sure. I mean, that's fine. I still would have liked Daniel O'Toole in the second round then. But, well, to be like, you know, a nice, really nice second-round pick, just like DeAndre Jordan was years ago for the Clippers. Of course, yeah, it just didn't happen. Jaden McDaniels, obviously, his numbers are like all over the place during the course of the season. He provides some nice defense. He'll be like a 13.5 rebound, 3 blocks, all over the place. But it reminds me a lot of Josh Smith of the Atlanta Hawks years ago. And I think that could be where he's heading at some point during the course of his career here. Nice, long, athletic forward, you know, kind of a, you know, he could play power, he could play small, and just get the job done in a big way. More bull crap when it comes to rebounding, though. Lord have mercy. Our leading rebounder was Naz Reid with 7. And Jaden McDaniels, starting power forward for the Timberwolves, grabbed 1.
He grabbed a rebound!
I don't know. Well, Gerson, going into the offseason, let's address that rebounding issue. If you could, wouldn't that be, you know, it would be nice if you could address that rebounding issue. Yeah, that would be great. Yes, I did sip a cup of coffee. That was real, not made up, but the bit was a bit. And yes, that would be great if we could get some rebounding. Wolves lose by 24 to the Clippers. What more is there to say? Let's move on to some very entertaining basketball with the Sacto Kings, Sactown. The second game had the cooler uniforms from Sacramento, but unfortunately, a less cool finish, and I mean much less cool. Tuesday the 20th of Abril, the Timberwolves end up winning by 14 points, 134-120 in regulation, yes, because of a dramatic, dynamic fourth quarter, 35-17. The Wolves just pull away after a very high-scoring game the entire game. I mean, it was like 100-100, basically, after the third quarter. That's the kind of game this was. I mean, we're talking scoring city. Kind of like the Wolves versus Sacramento with Garnett versus Chris Webber, where they were high-scoring, but well, they weren't this high-scoring. D'Angelo Russell was stroking the ball, the nailing him. Anthony Edwards was spinning and dunking and attacking that rim with reckless demand. He was friggin' awesome. Oh, my God. Anthony Edwards was friggin' awesome in this game. Almost 90 points combined for the Wolves in this sucker, for the big three. And it is the big three, yes, it is. Castell, Spree, and KG. No, it's Towns. And, well, okay, we'll have to come up with something. It's the MV3, I guess, in a way, for the Wolves. Anthony Edwards with 28 points. And just those spins and the attack in the rim and some of those crisp threes. 5 of 12 ain't bad. It's a little bit trigger-happy, but 5 of 12, almost 50%. And then D'Angelo Russell was shooting the ball like the Northern Cal guy. 6 of 8 from downtown. Yes, yeah, Golden State. Steph Curry, yeah, I don't like saying those names very much because they get enough coverage for a 10th seed team. They're still getting more coverage than the LA Lakers. But I suppose without LeBron or the brow or the artist formerly known as the brow, maybe that, I guess that's going to happen sometimes. And Curry having his good games that they still lose sometimes, which is hilarious. Carl Anthony Towns, what a game. The moves, and again, the coaching strategy of Chris Finch, again, focusing on Towns and how he kicks the ball out, but occasionally takes it to the basket. And those clutch threes over and over and over, and he got 18 rebounds. Well, I don't have to make fun of anybody with the poor rebounding in this one. Ricky Rubio's numbers have been all over the place through these games, but he's a pretty valuable fantasy guy. I didn't cut him. I got him on the team. Fred Van Vliet, who's been unbelievable this year but oft injured, came back from the IL. I did not end up cutting Rubio. I ended up cutting Josh Richardson, believe it or not, and kept, obviously, Anthony Edwards. He's been spectacular, too. Josh Richardson numbers have been pretty mediocre with Dallas. But, again, that'll happen, too, when you have the guys they have. Love Josh Richardson, by the way. Yeah, Rubio didn't get cut because of that. His numbers have been all over the place, but valuable for fantasy. Oh, they certainly have. Looking to make some kind of a playoff run for the first time in a while. More French dip sandwiches, 18 threes in the game. Get them French dips. And I did get a French dip sandwich because of this game, but only this one. Obviously, other games the Wolves would make it, and I didn't get it because I can't have it all the time, like once a week maybe. So thank you, all of you, Anthony Edwards and D'Angelo Russell especially, who just about did it with themselves. They got to 11 threes. What a fun game, though. What a fun game to watch. I mean, this is epic stuff. Even if you don't like, you know, you don't like the fact that on both sides, it's like, oh, they scored, okay, and then they scored, and then they scored, and then they scored. Occasionally, guys had to miss, obviously, if Carl Anthony Towns is going to get 18 rebounds. And that kind of helped down the stretch in a big way. Seven offensive boards for Carl. Like, that's a game changer. Four blocks, five assists. It's Kevin Garnett right here, baby. This is like absolutely Kevin Garnett against Sacramento. You know, because Kevin Garnett had most of his best games against the Sacramento Kings, including, I believe, his defining game of his career. Game 7, second round, Sacramento Kings, conference semifinals, Target Center, circa May 2004. It was his best game of his career. It was. Garnett looked like a Kirby Puckett out there. And I'd been crying out for it forever, and then he finally did it. He looked so good. Wish we could have beat the Lakers in the next round, but it doesn't help when Sprewell's just doing his thing, shooting the ball whenever he feels like it, from wherever, and then Castell was unavailable completely. Still not bitter about that, though. It's only been 17 years, but I'm still not bitter about that. Very entertaining game, though. Again, I mean, 10 of 13. D'Angelo Russell just scorching the net. When he's on, he's beautiful. I just wish he was a little better defender, because he is a moron defensively. I mean, it's like, I don't want to make fun of anybody with this or that, but if Sam Mitchell can do it, I can do it. When Sam Mitchell used to say, he said one time, his famous quote, maybe we have ADD out there. D'Angelo Russell looks like he has ADD defensively. Like, he cannot focus. He can't do it. And I'm not trying to bash anybody. Okay, I'm going to say it. I was diagnosed with it years ago. So there you go. So I'm making fun of myself. I did my best to improve on that in a big way, adjust and improve. And not many people notice that I would have it now because to make adjustments. D'Angelo can do that too. It's like you just kind of, is when you do focus, you actually have a stronger focus. It's actually a gift, actually, more than a disability if you really learn about that in the future. D'Angelo, that's probably why he's such a good shooter, actually. Probably, because he's locked in on his shooting, but lock in a little better defensively once in a while. The thing is, he'll lose his man, and the guy's got an open shot or an open lane, and it's freaking annoying. It really is. He is the worst defender on the team, by far. And that's saying a lot. I mean, Carl's had some bad games defensively, but I think this year he's been way better defensively than he'd been earlier in his career. Way better. I think Carl's, you know, he has his moments. Everybody gets beat. I mean, you know, so it's nothing new. Michael Cooper got humiliated by Dr. J. It freaking happens. Michael Cooper was the best defender in the league during his career. The skinny Michael Cooper of the LA Lakers, the 80s Lakers, with five rings, that game. Those were actually in Los Angeles, by the way, so I can't complain about those. But, yeah, Carl, way better defensively during the course of this season. Some clutch blocks and all that. You know, as good as McDaniels is, he gets beat, obviously, and he's still getting started, so we'll see what happens there. Really efficient game for Jaden McDaniels. Did a little bit of everything, including turn the ball over a bit, but fun night. And for me, the highlight of the game, other than Towns being freaking clutch down the stretch, I mean, just freaking clutch, and obviously good coaching by Chris Finch with the way he had the offense set up for Karl-Anthony Towns, but Anthony Edwards attacking that rim. There is just nothing like it, man. I don't enjoy anything more as a fan of the NBA than guys attacking that rim and dunking that ball. Just making a move on somebody and attacking that rim, a la MJ, Dominique, you know, guys like that. Kobe, yeah. I like MJ and Kobe more. Or, excuse me, MJ and Dominique more, because I'm older school than some other people might be. You know, and I wasn't a Laker fan during most of Kobe's career, not until the end a little bit. I started, you know, warming up a bit. And, of course, Vince Germano helped me with that a little bit. Vince Germano, Stu Benson, Kalen Woods, guys like that. So many Laker fans out there, but Vince especially. Awesome. This was such a fun game to watch, though. Games like this are what make you love the game of basketball, even when your team isn't doing so hot. Next game was good, too, back-to-back. And I actually thought it was going to go the other way. The Wolves would win the second, because we always seem to win the second. And we were doing okay. Sacto had a pretty sizable lead early on. The Wolves worked their way back in. It was kind of all over the place. You look at the win probability. It was Sacto most of the way. And then the Wolves went really hardcore the late third quarter and most of the fourth. Had an epic collapse in the middle of the fourth. Had an epic comeback a little bit after that. And then had the total collapse right after that. Wolves led by 10 Mickey frickin' points with 5:25 remaining. 10 points with 5:25 remaining. It's like, we got this. We're good. Karl-Anthony Towns hitting the three. We're up by 10 now. And what happened? Nothing good. Sacramento started hitting threes. Buddy Hield, Halliburton. God, just a cold-blooded Halliburton. Whether he's affiliated with Dick Cheney or not, I'm just teasing. He's not. It's just a name. But, Harrison Barnes, I mean, he hit some clutch threes in both of these games. Buddy Hield was cold-blooded. He was a murderer out there. De'Aaron Fox didn't shoot well, but he made up for it by getting to the line. And 13 or 14, that's gonna get it done. That's how you get 30 points on a night. You don't really shoot that great. 8 of 20 ain't that great. 1 of 6 from downtown sucks. But still managed to get 30. And I love De'Aaron Fox. I love De'Aaron Fox. I do. 7 assists for both Barnes and Fox. 6 assists for Halliburton, who can just scorch that net. He is something else. Wolves could use a guy like Halliburton, couldn't we? He would really help. I'd rather have him than some other guys, but I guess Malik Beasley can provide that at times. Damian Jones. Sounds so familiar. To the old days, I don't know if there was Damon Jones. That's what I'm thinking of. Former Grizzly. Actually got his autograph. DJ, back in the day. He was a backup point guard. Not the most well-known guy, but it was initials, and then John 316 is what he gave me. Good guy, though. Very good guy, back when I was a ticket holder 20 years ago. Man, Mo Harkless had a big moment late in the game, big three, and all that. God, Hassan Whiteside, what happened to him? It's hard to believe. Very entertaining game, though. Rashawn Holmes? He just cannot stay healthy. Damn, he's one of my favorite players on this Kings team. Him and Fox are my two favorites. Obviously, healed when he's good. He's just deadly, and he was deadly. Big clutch three. Put the Kings up by 1. I just couldn't freaking believe it. Like, we were up by 10 points with 5:25 remaining. That doesn't guarantee you a win, but come on, man. You're up by 10. Don't let them right back in it, taking horse shit shots, just launching threes at like 18 seconds on the shot clock. D'Angelo Russell. There were some horrible shots down the stretch. It was scary to watch. So some of the three-point shots we were taking. You don't need to be shooting threes when you're up by 10 with 5 minutes left. I mean, you can, to really put the wind out of their sails. But some of the decision-making down the stretch had me pissed. And, of course, again, some of the calls were bad, too. It looked like the Kings player saving the ball. I believe that was Halliburton. Looked like he had stepped out of bounds, but, of course, Sacramento got to maintain possession. Looked like Carl was fouled on the last attempt of the game. I mean, why is he literally flying the other direction, you know? I mean, at an incredible pace. I mean, really, you know, come on. Obviously, he was fouled. Obviously, there was body contact, and, of course, they didn't call it. Very frustrating. And, of course, you'll hear a bit from Tanae Brown as well on Twitter regarding that conversation. Very entertaining game, but what a frustrating finish. Like, how did we lose? I was pissed. I was pissed that we lost this game. Freaking pissed. With that said, the Lone Wolf Award for this episode, it's not going to go to Josh Okogie this time, even though he had a really good week again. Didn't talk about him too much. I apologize, Josh, but very, very good week, generally speaking. And obviously, he's been starting with no Malik. That's why Josh has been starting. You know, he does a lot of little things, and, you know, I'm glad that he's not just launching threes all the time, because it's not helping when he does that. It's not his game. It'll prolong his career if he works his ass off on it in the off season. Like, you know, Josh, this summer, if you could work on those threes, yeah, that would be great. Yeah, at least he only took one attempt in the game, and he missed. 15, though, made. So there's your French dip sandwiches. French dip. Always good. But with that said, I'm snapping my lips all over the place. Apologize. Four games to review, four games to preview, and then, you know, now I'll be back in and out here right now, off into the sunset a bit for this year. But in and out, though, hopefully, especially during the postseason, I'm going to try my best to keep up because it's more fun that way. But if I'm too busy, I'm too busy. It is what it is. That's just how that goes. Well, Lone Wolf Award's going to go to Carl Anthony Towns, the Johnny Flynn Memorial. I don't want to give it to D'Angelo Russell, but maybe just his defense in general. There's nobody I really want to bash this week. I thought we played generally well. Just the overall transition defense, perimeter defense, just defense as a whole is Johnny Flynn Memorial crap. It really is. Vanderbilt was just strong. Hernan Gomez didn't make me mad at all. Russell, when he hits those shots, he's beautiful. Beautiful, but his defense sucks. So I'll just say D'Angelo Russell's defense and our general defense, transition and perimeter defense, has been garbage forever. And this week it was no different, especially in the Clipper game. But down the stretch yesterday didn't help either. Get in front of somebody, please. With that said, four games to review right after this. Hey, D'Angelo, your man's over at D'Angelo Swift. Oh, wow. And we are back here on Timberwolves Explosion segment number 2, preview segment. I'll try to keep it brief. I don't want to ramble too much, especially as the way things are headed. We'll get to the Vigit app now, though. I'm not going to forget this. Doggone it. Vigit app. Do download the Vigit app on Apple or Android phones, which is obviously the two primary smart devices out there. You can probably even get it on your laptop somehow, I'm guessing. But you get the idea. What are they offering? Well, there are four different ways you can use this app. Of course, social media for sports bettors. You can post about your picks and see what others are saying about games. Vigit Betting Leagues, a month-long betting competition to see who the best sports bettor is over the course of a month. Free-to-play sports book. Bet free coins, win real prizes. Betting stats. There is great information available on Vigit, on the Vigit line and movement where the public is betting. So those are real, like real betting lines in case you really wanted to bet real money in a different way. Like, but yeah, you know, they're there though. It gives you an idea how things are going. This is not using real wagering, not wagering real money, so to speak. It's just Vigit coin, basically. Vigit coin. That's why it kind of looks like a crypto coin, you know, which I'm kind of starting to get into, believe it or not. I'll talk about that for 5 seconds later on. It has that Bitcoin look to it, but no, it's a fun thing. It's a very, very fun way to bet money without losing money, this and that, and you can actually win real prizes in different competitions out there on the application, all different kinds. We can join groups, maybe a Timberwolves Explosion group going into the postseason, which I probably should do. Would love to have you on board. The referral application is Paladino Live, so you'll basically, that's your way of telling them Paladino Joey sent you, or Joey sent you from Timberwolves Explosion. Referral, Paladino Live, that'll be in the show description. Please do download it and enjoy. It's worldwide, and it can have all kinds of fun. So it doesn't matter if you're from Australia, New Zealand, California, Iowa, you get the idea. Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota, will be great to have you on board there. So, what was I even getting to? I guess I'm getting into Doggy Coin now, which is kind of cool. Or Dodge Coin, Doggy Coin, yeah. And that's one all over the place, but certainly an interesting opportunity. It's floating around about 22.5 cents right now. A lot of people believe it'll get into the dollars in no time, and that's if you do the percentage there, that's a lot of profit. So that's just me talking about something off the mic there, or off topic. I apologize there. Let's get on with it. Doggone it. I thought I had it up and ready. We'll wrap up the month of April with the Utah Jazz twice, the Houston Sprockets. So Utah, so it's in Utah on Saturday afternoon on the 24th, and Target Center on the 26th, heading to Houston the next day. Wow, that's a lot of travel. That's a long way down there. 27th on Tuesday, Houston Sprockets, and then the Golden State Schmucks come to Target Center on Thursday, and it's not on TNT, so that's okay. Only $256, though, if you want to get tickets for that one. Only $256, because, oh, he might hit a three-pointer. He hit a three-pointer, oh, and he did his shimmy-shammy nonsense. But, well, we're happy for him. let's talk about the Jazz, though. Best record in the league. I don't think we haven't played them this year. 44-15, the NBA champions. Now, Donovan Mitchell, sprained right ankle as the 17th. As of the 17th, my wife's 45th birthday already. Jeez, we're getting old. And Mike Conley's been out since the first with a sore left Achilles, yet they still are ruling the league. Pretty impressive. Donovan Mitchell, get healthy, buddy. I'd like to see Utah go on some kind of run. I would like to see an odd team win a championship this year, even though it makes me more and more jealous, like seeing Toronto win an expansion club in 95, win before the expansion club of 1989. The Miami Heat expansion club of 88. They're the only other recent expansion team to win a championship, if I remember correctly. The Heat have three. Charlotte has zero. They were 88 with the Miami Heat. Then the Wolves and Orlando Magic were 89. Orlando got to the finals twice, but lost to the Los Angeles Lakers and the Houston Rockets. They won one final game against the Lakers and got swept by the Rockets in 95. Lakers was 09. And the Wolves have been to the West Finals once. And we probably should have won the championship that year, but what can you do? We didn't because of injuries. Donovan Mitchell's just tearing it up. Obviously, he's a spectacular player, great shooter. He can attack the rim and everything, but I don't think he's even going to play in the game. Conley's leading the club in assists, but of course he's out. He won that horse game on Easter last year when there was just nothing going on. Just watching a horse game on Easter was like, yes, something. Thank you, Lord. Something to watch. Well, I may be playing the he grabbed a rebound line again. Because the Jazz are the number one rebounding team in the league. Number one in the league. They average almost 50 rebounds a game. They're third in points, 16th in field goal percentage, 8th in free throw, and 3rd in three-point percentage. They're good at pretty much everything. We beat the Jazz this year, didn't we? I don't even remember that. We beat the Jazz this year. Okay. That's weird. I don't even remember that happening, but I guess we did. Okay, the Jazz have won 4 out of their last 5. Big surprise. They beat the Oklahoma City Thunder by 10 on the 13th. They beat the Pacers by 8 on the 16th. They lost to the Lakers on the 17th. That was last Saturday. And then Monday, they beat the Lakers by 14. Again, I beat up Laker team. And the Rockets, they crushed them 112-89. They actually have a slightly worse record than the Wolves, if I remember correctly. Pretty crazy, and we'll talk about them next. Wolves are pretty much in the bottom half of every category. 23rd in 3, 18th in free throw, 28th in field goal percentage, 22nd in rebounding, and 20th in points. Utah Jazz are probably going to sweep the Wolves in these two games, I got to think. I got to check that out, though. I don't remember beating the Jazz, but I guess we did. That's insane. We beat the Jazz. Yeah, D'Angelo Russell had a pretty good game, 25 points. Anthony Edwards, yep. Oh, didn't he have a huge... No, he didn't have a huge game. He was good. And Carl played, so they were all healthy. And this was back when Edwards was coming off the bench. This was... They don't even show the date. God, I'm sick of people upstairs. God, never changes. If it's a new person, they're annoying too. It's all over the place. Yeah, well, we beat them. Culver got into double digits, 14 points. He had one of his better games. I think this was super early in the season, actually, if I remember correctly. It was one of Edwards' first kind of good games as a rookie. We play them twice. I think we're going to lose both games just because it's the Jazz and we're the Wolves. You know, I'm not trying to be a jerk. I just don't think we're going to win either game. I don't think so. Don't worry. There's some positivity coming. Don't worry. There is. Don't worry. we lose to Utah on Saturday. It'll be a final score of something along the likes, even without Donovan Mitchell, of course. Who knows? But no, we're not going to win in Utah. No way. The Jazz win 123-110. We'll see what happens there. I think we lose the next game. Final score of in Target Center. It's going to be a close game. I think it'll be a good battle. It'll be a good battle, but the Wolves end up not winning the game, of course. 116-113, very close game. Karl Anthony Towns, 30-plus. Edwards, 25. D'Angelo, 20-something. It's going to be way up there for those three. But the Jazz end up finishing the job. Let's get to the Rockets now. Back-to-back in Houston. You'd think, yeah, okay, we're going to win in Houston after like playing the Jazz the night before. Okay, sure, Joey. Kevin Porter Jr. out since April 21st. Health and safety protocols, that means like possible COVID. Eric Gordon's been out for over a month with a strained groin, pardon me, and Malik Beasley's probably not returning this year. Almost called him Michael Beasley. Yuck. I'll take Malik at this point. Rockets are 24th in points, 26th in rebounds, 29th in field goal percentage, and 27th in free throw, 30th in three-point percentage, which is very foreign compared to what they were before. We're ahead of the Rockets in every category, which is funny. And they do have the worst record in the league, which is weird. The Rockets have the worst record in the league. They did win recently against Orlando, so they have one win. The Wolves had two wins last week, and it should have been three, but we didn't. April 14th, the Rockets lose by 8 to the Pacers, 132-124. They get annihilated by Denver, 128-99. On the 16th, on the 18th, they beat Orlando, them being the Rockets, of course, in Orlando. Wow, impressive. 114-110. Miami Heat, they visit Miami, so the Florida two-step back-to-back, which I guess that's normal in the NBA for road, you know, yeah, you get the idea. 113-91, the Miami took care of them pretty good there, and then Utah beat the Rockets, 112-89, pretty soundly. Uh-huh, pretty soundly. We owe this team. We owe this team after the bullcrap we did the last couple times. Guys, if you get fat and happy, maybe you beat the Jazz or play a really good game against the Jazz the day before, or maybe I beat them on Saturday or something, you were not going to come in half-fired and happy in this game and get your ass kicked. I think the Wolves somehow win this one. And if they don't, shame on us. I mean, we'll have lost the season series with this team in horrible fashion, literally peeing down our leg, as inappropriate as that may sound. The last game was when, I mean, the day before, 107-101 was an unprofessional performance by both teams. Unprofessional performance by both teams. The Wolves were just messing around out there, and Houston just stopped scoring. 22-0 Minnesota, like in the fourth quarter, basically. It was pathetic in the second half of the fourth quarter. Houston didn't score a point in the final 7:25, if that's the exact number. 7:25, I believe. And we beat them 107-101. And then just an unprofessional, like, I don't give a crap. I just want to get through this game. We'll beat them. We'll find a way to beat them. They suck. You know, they just suck. No, they show they still have NBA players on the roster. In fact, the whole roster is NBA players, if you can believe it. They're just not, you know, they just don't execute well because they're probably not working together in a good way. Sometimes you have talented players, but they don't work together. 129-107, just ridiculous. Well, we scored 107 again, but we gave up 28 more points than the day before because we just stunk. Unprofessional performance. Win the season series, Timberwolves. Let's win. Win. Win the season series. And I picked the Wolves to do that because I'm stepping out in good faith here. Especially, I don't think we're going to go 0-4 this week. I really don't. We'll beat the Rockets. Final score, 135. Yeah, that's right. D'Angelo Russell, or, you know, I think one of these guys is going to really go off. D'Angelo's going to get his usual 25-ish. Carl's going to get 35. And so it's going to be 25, 35. That's your 60. And then guess what? It's going to be 90 points between the big three. 90 points between the big three. Anthony Edwards gets to 30-ish. 30 or 30. I will say 30. They will combine for 90 points, the big three. And the Wolves win 135-121. We're going to blow the crap out of these guys in their building and win a season series against somebody. Well, there you go. Next game, folks. Next game. The annual Golden State Warriors coming to Target Center and not beating the Wolves. What do you think of that? Torn right meniscus for James Wiseman. Adios, amigo, unfortunately. And that sucks. Oh, that sucks, James Wiseman. Rookie of the Year, Anthony Edwards, no question about that. He would have beaten him anyway. And, of course, Klay Thompson's been out with the torn Achilles all season. Like Beasley will be out for the rest of the year with the hamstring. Draymond Green's recovered nicely after an awful start to the year, and Steph Curry's making 9 billion three-pointers. Warriors beat the Wolves twice this season. This is the season finale. Two easy wins for the Warriors, 130-108, 123-111. This will be the annual loss for the Golden State Warriors against the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Wolves will beat the Golden State Warriors and go 2-2 this week. What do you think of that? What do you think of that? 90% of the time, I'm going to pick the Warriors because, you know, even though they're not good anymore, and I pray they stay right around this level. I really do. I hope they don't get some phenom this year in the draft because we get screwed and give them the fourth pick. Please, Lord, don't let that happen. Please. That'll be in June. So instead of the draft being in June, the lottery will be in June, and then the draft will be in July, so like a month late. And I say start the dang season in early November, late October. Do it, do it, do it. Get back to normal, damn it. And I think they absolutely can. There's no reason why they can't. So what if the draft's in July? That's plenty of time to rest, relax, and get ready to go for training camp in October. Come on now. Come on now. Wolves will beat the Warriors, though. Final score of 122-120. This might go to OT, maybe, but I think it's 122-120. Minnesota gets the win. Anthony Edwards is the star. Anthony Edwards is the star in this game. He's going to penetrate to the basket. He's going to get hot. He's going to have the big moments. 35 points for Anthony Edwards. The Wolves win 122-120 in an epic battle. Anthony Edwards, 35 points. Fun, fun, fun night for Minnesota on Thursday, April the 29th. The night the Minnesota Vikings hopefully draft somebody very exciting. Hopefully. Maybe Trey Lance will fall to the Vikings in the draft to be our new quarterback in the next couple of years when Cousins' contract runs out. Or we'll get really good offensive linemen. We'll get Slater. We'll get Garasaw. Or we'll get insanely lucky and get the big-time star offensive lineman out there. He's got a strange name. I'm blanking on it, obviously. And I do Purple Mafia, so I should know. But I'm blanking on it at the moment. But I'm not doing Purple Mafia, so it's not on my mind right now. I believe is how you say it. Really hoping for that one. But, at the end of the day, hopefully it's a very positive night. Bulls beat the Warriors with their annual win over them. And Vikings come out not taking a defensive player in the first round or trading back for a defensive player. I'm sick of it. Sick of Zimmer's bullshit. But at the end of the day, hopefully, I think we took enough defensive players already in free agency and stuff like that already. So, yeah, I think so. But the Wolves get the job done. Edwards is dramatic and fantastic, and there you go. With that, we'll take a break, come back for fan interaction, and wrap this sucker up. And we are back here on Timberwolves Explosion fan interaction segment. There'll be a bit on Twitter. Facebook looks pretty quiet. Twitter, T-Wolves EX, at T-Wolves EX, of course. Want to thank Levi and Tanae Brown for retweeting the most recent show. They're both out of New Zealand. Vince Germano out of Australia. And Derek Felsgott of Western Wisconsin, but basically originally from Minnesota. Thank you guys so much for the most recent retweet here of Timberwolves Explosion episode 304, Get a Rebound. This one we'll see. I'm blanking on what to even call it at this moment, but we'll see. Tanae Brown out of New Zealand says, NBA needs a mercy rule. This is embarrassing. I was writing, I didn't think we would beat the Clippers, but yeah, that was terrible. Vince Germano says, putrid. I was saying, that was one of the worst games all season, and that's saying a lot. Tanae Brown responds with, it's so frustrating because some games it seems like there's some genuine talent on the team. And then there's games like this. I know the Wolves are one of the youngest teams in the league, but this is flat-out embarrassing, especially when everything was so sharp against the Heat. The Heat. The two words got stuck together accidentally. That's okay. Teasing. Look, that was a fun game, wasn't it? And the Clippers, it was just like demolition derby. And I don't think the Jazz game will be that bad, no. But maybe. Clippers, though, we do not match up well with that team at all. My God, we don't. And except the Sugar High game when Malik Beasley first showed up. That's a Sugar High. That's a Sugar High, right? Tanae Brown says, we're in desperate need of a veteran leader on defense this offseason. I know Ed Davis is meant to be a good locker room presence, but we need someone to anchor the defense and hold players accountable for slacking. That should be one of the top focuses of this offseason. It truly should. Regardless of what happens in the draft and this and that, and the potential young star or absolutely nothing. You know, it goes to Golden State. That would be awful. But yeah, there was talk about this on Score North with Judd Zolgad. He was talking about how the Minnesota Wild acquired some veteran leaders in the offseason. Nick Bonino and especially Ian Cole defensively in the draft, or a draft, in a trade for one of our worst defensemen. It was pretty shocking and we were able to pull that off. But Colorado just wanted to kind of free up cap money. Basically, this is in the NHL, of course. They brought these veteran guys in the locker room who had both won Stanley Cups. Stanley Cups, yes, that's when you win it all in hockey in the NHL. And they were an integral part of that team, even though they're not star players, but they had this presence, and they brought that presence to the locker room, and it's just a different vibe. It really is. There's something different about the Wild this year compared to, like, forever, basically, regardless of who was on the team and who wasn't. It's more of a team thing now, and guys getting held accountable. And the Timberwolves need the same thing. That's what basically Judd was saying. We could use, you know, they need people like that in the locker room, somebody with a presence. I won't say Andre Iguodala. I think he had kind of an attitude, and I remember we tried to get him anyway, and he's like, nope. You know, he basically told us to go away, basically, from what I remember. This was a while ago. It's going to be something. But that's what the Wolves need, though, a legitimate veteran leader who can help. And for all the people like Damian Lillard out there crying out about how basically the Wolves are... There's some guys out there that want to cry racism, but every time somebody sneezes, every time a coach gets hired or doesn't get hired, it's racism. Every time anything happens, it's got to have some kind of systemic racism caught into it. I just don't buy all that. And Vanderpool, the defense and everything, I'm not seeing good defense. If he's a defensive coordinator, it should be better. It can't just be the player's fault forever. It can't. D'Angelo Russell's not helping, necessarily. But I'm just saying, I don't like guys that cry racism at every turn or systemic racism or just blowing a guy off because he's his color or whatever. I don't like to buy into all that. I try not to. Maybe I shouldn't be saying this right now, and I apologize. Sometimes it's just, you know, production. How about production? You know, Dwayne Casey is a fantastic defensive coach, and I'd love to have him as coach of the Timberwolves again. I wouldn't mind. I love what Chris Finch is doing. There's plenty of coaches, regardless of their color of skin or lack thereof or whatever. Plenty of good coaches out there. Vanderpool, maybe he's better than he's getting credit for. But I don't know. If he's such a great defensive coordinator, I think this team would show a little bit better promise defensively. Only once in a while it seems to be happening. So, again, I just want to say that. I'm not the only person to be saying it out there. You know, I'm not trying to be a jackass here, I swear. So please don't turn on me on that one. But we all have a right to our opinion, I suppose. Canis Hoopus was tweeting out about keep the French dips coming. Look at all those French dips and how fresh those look. I wish they looked that fresh all the time. But we all know how that works. We all know how that works because those look so fresh. They're still good even when they're not the freshest thing on the history of the planet. They're still good. But we all know how fast food can be. Tanae shared it to me and said, enjoy, mate. Thank you so much. They're so good. I love French dip sandwiches of all kinds. You know, like at Perkins, at any place. Perkins, Arby's, of course. Just random little old lady restaurants that are just so good. Oh, back in the day, it's the first time I had one like that 20-some years ago, and it was just unbelievable. Okay, back to Tanae Brown. I'm sorry. He said, a fun game to watch, and the defense turned up in the fourth. Edwards is a stud. D'Lo was dealing, and Cat was tough on the glass. And wasn't Edwards spectacular driving to the basket with the two-hand slams and spin moves? He looked like Dominique Wilkins. He looked like Dominique Wilkins. He did. Damn it, he did. When I used to say that about Andrew Wiggins with his spin move, a little bit. This guy actually really does look like Dominique Wilkins. Maybe not as spectacular. He's not as spectacular, obviously. Dominique Wilkins is a legitimate first ballot Hall of Famer, and he's probably my all-time favorite player, basically, outside of Michael Jordan. Michael, Dominique, Larry, Magic, you know, those are probably my big four right there. Oh, God, Dominique Wilkins. He's the only one with no ring, and oh, I loved him so much, and I wanted them to get a ring. Oh, I wish I could go back in time and see them get past Boston or somebody, get past the Pistons, get to the NBA Finals, and beat whoever's in the West. Damn it, just knock them off. Maybe knock off a not-so-good Laker team or something. Injured Laker team in 89 or 9. Oh, man. Or beat the Blazers in 90. Oh, Dominique, I wish so much. That happened. Sorry. There I go, reminiscing again. Just like that 70s song, reminiscing. Yeah. But Edwards is awesome. And yeah, D'Lo, he was dealing, and Cat was tough on the glass. Got 18 rebounds. But also those clutch threes, those crisp, like Marcus the Forecaster would say when we were out shooting out there. He would say, when my shots are good, they're crisp. And they're just crisp. And that's what it is. That's a shooter's shot right there. And Tanae continues saying, and Okogie has continued his lone wolf play. Yeah, absolutely. Ultimately, Carl ended up taking it away from him because he had a spectacular week. Edwards could have, but he wasn't as good as Carl during the whole week. But that Sacramento win, oh my goodness, nobody made me more happy than Anthony Edwards in that game. Here goes, continues with Okogie. Yep. Tanae says Okogie with the steal and the layup. D'Lo with the corner three felt very Wolves-like. To find a way to drop this one. Yeah. Can you believe it? I was saying, how many times did we have this game won? You've got to be kidding me. Ridiculous. Uh-huh. Steal and layup. Okogie, that corner three. Yep. It's unbelievable that we lost in those games. Lost in those final moments there in that game. It was heartbreaking. And again, the poor defense down the stretch. Same old crap. And here's another. Yep. He says, him being Tanae says, so at a minimum, they'll be out of the... There'll be the out-of-bounds travel. Yeah, the travel. I couldn't believe there was no travel. Travel, no call that led to the three. And then the no call on the Towns layup attempt, right? Yep, then the foul at the end. Or he was literally flying. I mean, okay, there's no body contact. How did he fly in that other direction? You know, it doesn't make physical sense. He didn't just magically float on air and then fall the other direction. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't. Kenneth Hooper said, see you tomorrow, NBA official. Yep. I think it's just video, but it's not getting bigger. Okay, I'm trying to make it full screen. It's just the Twitter account of NBA official. Okay, gotcha. But yeah, it's so frustrating. And there it is. Tanae Brown will be at the next one, mate. As Wolves Talk said, 3 years ago today, the Minnesota Timberwolves won their first playoff game in 14 years. Being at the game was special. And it was one of the best atmospheres I've ever been in. Stay faithful. We'll be back soon. Believe that. And then, yep, the new scoreboard had already been built and all that. Target Center had already been refurbished. It's hard to believe it's been that long already. Oh, yeah, there's the sound. Yep. Yeah. Okay, and then Twitter and what it does. It repeats. Vince says, 14 years? Yep, Vince at VinRock44. 14 years, LOL. He's just teasing us. Tanae said, what did I do to deserve that? Vince says, LOL, sorry, brother. I'm just playing. You know I got love for the Wolves. Oh, yeah. And, boy, that's true. Choking back tears. Who do you think you are? I am. What's going on there? That's about the... Okay, let's leave that. That's, oh, wow. Man feels... Bowling ball with father's ashes, then Bulls perfect game. Wow. A perfect game? A perfect game in bowling is not easy to do. And I mean, it's almost impossible. That's really amazing. Cool story. Tanae had kind of retweeted that one out. Interesting. Obviously not rules related, and it wasn't tweeted to me, but you know how notifications pop up like that. Let's get to the Facebook page for sake of time. It's getting kind of late here. In my world, unfortunately. 5 years ago, yep, Prince died this week, and there was that beautiful rainbow in the sky. Yeah, that was a cool day. April 21st, 2016 is when it happened. Apparently, Facebook was kind of showing. That was the same day. Yeah, that was really something. So, I'm going to check really briefly to see if there's any Facebook posts, visitor posts. I don't think there are. Facebook.com/TimberwolvesExplosion. Facebook.com/TimberwolvesExplosion. And come on, visitor posts. And no, there's not. So that's okay. That's totally fine. Hope to hear from you again, Vince, Wayne, Tanae, Stu, Kalen Woods, Philip Brown. Love Philip Brown. Awesome guy. Hope to hear from you guys. Lucas Quayle, I miss you a lot. South Dakota, just in case he's listening. Wouldn't be surprised if he stopped listening like 4 or 5 years ago, but maybe he is. He got into radio in South Dakota and I think that's awesome. Maybe he's been listening all this time, but just silently off in the distance. There's a lot of you silence out there, silent listeners out there. Hope to hear from you sometime on the Facebook, the Twitter, a call-in, this and that. Nicodemus, Pennsylvania area. Cool, really cool guy. Many more Australians that I've met over the years that have disappeared or kind of come in and out. Jules Posterino, Trish Posterino. Love your guys so much. Hope to hear from you. Hope you're still listening. And hope to meet some new ones too. Maybe some new Aussies out there that I haven't met yet, that maybe they've been listening to the show for years, but just haven't been jumping on. Hope just say hello. That's all you gotta do. Say hello. I'm John from Melbourne. I don't know. You could go like that direction. Who knows? Let's get to the Courtside Podcast as well. Gotta give them a huge shout out. Always love them to death. The Courtside Podcast on Twitter, CRTSDE. And you can look them up on Facebook as well. Like the Facebook page, follow the Twitter. The show is unbelievable. They haven't recorded since March the 31st, unfortunately, but what a great show that truly was. And Vince congratulated me on the 300th episode of Timberwolves Explosion and poked fun with me about my wife making a lot of noise while I was doing the show, and I was getting irritated like anybody would because it was really loud. I mean, loud. It was kind of funny, though, at the same time. I knew it would be something to laugh at right afterward. It's just, while you're doing it, it's like, okay, put that down and get out of here. Come on. Okay, you know how that works. I think we all have an idea at the end of the day. I'm going to miss doing this on a regular basis, but, of course, I'll still be hopping on like I always do in the off season, and try to keep up with the postseason. It'll be really fun. The draft lottery, of course, there's going to be a show right after that. Probably, hopefully, one or two before that, hopefully. And if not, well, it is what it is. It means I'm super busy, but I'll still be posting, maybe building up some fan interaction, this and that. Vince also made a comment about I'd made 800 or 900-ish shows. Apparently, this would be 956 when you combine all of my different podcasts. Paladino Live, Showtime and T-Wolves, Timberwolves Explosion, Purple Mafia, Brave the Wild, and the Freedom of Thought podcast out there as well. This would be 956, so 1,000 is now 44 to go. Which I don't know if there's enough time the rest of this year to get there. Probably not. So 44 episodes to go to the big 1,000th episode total. Pretty crazy. And again, this is 305 or Timberwolves Explosion. Let's get to the final stuff here. Again, obviously did the Facebook, did the Twitter, did the Viget. So now we're at the call-in, if you could do that. Audio submission is what I like to call it. Simply open your smart device. Look for the free voice recording application that's on every smart device on the planet. Open it. Press record. Treat it like a phone call. You just start talking. Hit stop. Save it, and then share it, /email it to paladinolive@yahoo.com, paladinolive@yahoo.com. That will also be in the show description. I will then convert it into an MP3 file, thanks to Zomzar.com, who are nice enough to give me a free service, so I'm nice enough to give them a free plug. Zomzar.com with a Z. Very simple and very nice when you want to convert a file into MP3 or whatever the heck it is. Please write a positive rating for Timberwolves Explosion on Apple/iTunes. Or Stitcher or Audible. Those are the three applications that provide that at the moment. I'm not sure if any of the others do, like Google Podcasts, but those three for sure do. Please write a positive rating if you could. I so greatly appreciate it. And I'll give you a major shout-out and thank you on air if you're kind enough to do that. Hope to hear from any of you out there as well. And those of you that have been a part of the show that haven't been around a lot, come back. Those of you that are regularly, please stick around. Don't go away. Love hearing from you all the time today, Vince. Oh, God, I love hearing from you guys so much. You don't know how much, man. I love it. When you're not around, I get sad, you know, but it is what it is. If you're busy, you're busy. You know, I get busy too, unfortunately, and I'm getting busy now, which is a bummer. With that, I'll bid adieu for a short time. I'll be back hopefully sooner than later it might only be a week. It might be 2 weeks. It might be 3 weeks. We'll see. Obviously, there's other news that could happen too. The final sale and the conversations, isn't that? That'd probably be a show about that at some point as well. Until next time, take care, God bless, and go Timberwolves.